Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of March, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, such as they are. In Asia, the China sector markets remain weak. India is also fairly weak, although we didn't see much in the way of additional downside today. The commodity-producing ASEAN stock markets, it's Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Indonesia, they put in a good performance once again. In Europe, we had a very different picture. We had some sharp declines here, most of all in the Italian market. Down 3.3%. Switzerland down 1.19%. Sweden 2.36%. DAX 1.77%. So some definite profit taking, although it's more than profit taking. Might be some short selling in that Italian market. A little bit of concern over yields, which have been steadier in Spain and Italy recently. Now, in the Americas, Wall Street was showing moderate gains, but pegged most of that back, the Dow actually closing fractionally higher, although the S&P was down a couple of points. But we're talking about a close that was closer to the highs of the day than the lows, for sure, on Wall Street. Mexico scored the main gain that I can see on my screen, although some of those South American indices have been quite good recently. Peru, Colombia, Chile. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices, they edged up a little bit more here today. Remember, they had that big hit earlier in the month, and then they've been edging up on a daily basis for the last week and a bit. And the U.S. dollar index is dead flat in here today at 79.13. The Aussie's down to 103.87. And we see sterling. Sterling's been steady, 159.40. Euro's a little softer in here today, but it's at 133. So not a lot going on there in those currency markets. In commodities, crude oil is weaker, 122 and change for the Brent, and 103.25 as I speak for the WTI. Precious metals saw their third consecutive day to the downside here today before steadying. So we've got silver up a bit at 32.25 right now. Palladium just rallying up to unchanged, just a fraction above unchanged. Gold bullion is still down a little bit, but only a dollar and a half at 1662. And say that's 1662. Platinum, a little bit easier in here today. Industrial metals mixed. Grains and beans weaker in the U.S. Main crops here. Rough rice was stronger though. That was the exception. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all lower. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's a mixed picture, which is no bad thing, but you weigh it all up, and the evidence really does suggest that we're in a corrective phase, but it hasn't been one of those dramatic from risk on to risk off moves. It's been more individual plays with some of the weaker stock markets really underperforming. I mean, the China A shares, I should say, is a serial underperformer. And actually, things like the HSI, Hong Kong, that's been declining for the whole month. Drifting, I should say, really drifting down. So the China sector is weak, and India, which had been such a star in January and February, has retraced at least a third of those gains. So, and Europe is the European rallies are looking tired. The European banks are under a bit of pressure in here right now. So the balance of evidence is that the pullbacks, the reactions and consolidations that we've been expecting have the upper hand. And Owen's review of phenomenal review of all those autonomies yesterday, not least for identifying the autonomies, again for people who are less familiar with that sector, or identifying most of them, again in one list, but also pointing out that they'd done so well that a good many were overextended and were beginning these corrective phases. None more overextended, incidentally, than Apple, and it's still very, very firm, although the advance has slowed. Again, Wall Street's been supported here by Bernanke's repeated comments that he's going to keep interest rates low for a sustained period, and every now and then another Fed governor, whether on the committee or not, will say, well, we don't want to do this for too long. And then markets show signs of jitters, and Bernanke comes in and reassures people over again. And the Fuller Money view that really the most important fundamental indicator for equities really is monetary policy. And that's still uber accommodative, but trees don't grow to the sky, to coin a phrase, and so some of these overextended shares are getting pullbacks, and that's no bad thing. I think it's all taking place within the confines of what is clearly a cyclical bull market. But during a pause, don't be surprised if we get Euro concerns popping up again, Euro area, Euro zone concerns, I mean, popping up again. I mentioned those firmer yields in Spain and Italy, and you've got some big strike going on today in Spain, which weakened its market. So these austerity measures test the social fabric, as they say. And I think we should expect to see more ranging than trending and some setbacks within that environment before monetary policy leads markets higher. Okay, what else to mention? Crude oil. We'll talk of releasing oil from strategic stockpiles. That's something that Fuller Money said. Don't be surprised, said that at the beginning of the month. Don't be surprised if we see that. And frankly, that's what I would do if I had been in Mr. Obama's shoes. Heaven forfend. But that has taken some of the speculation out of the market here in the last few days. And that's a good thing overall. And the CCI index, that's a continuous commodity index, or old CRB. And that had its best rally of the year. Well, best rally actually since its peak last March. That occurred in this February, that better rally off the low. No, I beg your pardon, it was off the December low. It was good rally off the December low. And I'm doing it from memory here, but I'm certain it was off the December low. But it's given up really close to two-thirds of that rally this month. So the point about all that is that it's keeping commodity inflation under wraps. The exception was crude oil, but as to say, that's certainly off its highs here in the last few days. Gold is subdued, and in this lengthy medium-term corrective phase, which on past examples over the last decade or more, those have lasted 18 months, and we're talking about this in comparison to a peak in August of last year. So, as I've said before, don't be surprised if precious metals range for quite a while before those secular trends resume. So, those inflation pressures are not. Well, I think particularly countries like India and China were not surprisingly starting to worry about them again at the beginning of this month, and those have abated somewhat here. And so overall, we are left with not a bad environment for equities. It's been least favorable for the two big stock markets in Asia, China and India, because there we've seen far less, no shift away from the restrictive monetary policy in India so far. Okay. Any other market to mention here? I think currencies. Again, the background of these currencies is really quite favorable. Last year and in earlier years, it's all been talk of dollar collapse, and then when we got the real crises, currency talk was of currencies collapsing against the dollar. Well, nobody's talking about anything collapsing in here right now because they're all range bound. So a little bit of stability, a little bit of stability there. And on that note, all the best. Owen will be flying out to the United States tomorrow, where he's going to see a number of subscribers at his speaking events and seminars, and I know he's looking forward to that very much. All the best.